News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government will be spending $739.6 million less than what was approved for the 2014-2015 financial year. This, as outlined in the first supplementary estimates of expenditure for the 2014-15 financial year, tabled in the House of Representatives last Tuesday. The government intends to spend $936.3 million more for recurrent expenses and $1.67 billion less for capital programs. The 2014-15 estimates of expenditure were approved in May in the House, which showed an allocation of $405.59 billion for recurrent or housekeeping expenses and $133.727 billion for capital development expenses. The estimates are to be discussed by the Public Administration and Appropriations Committee and will be debated in the House of Representatives on December 9. 50 projects have been approved under the government's national program to reduce the spread of the chikungunya virus, CHIKV, across the island. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner says the approvals subcommittee has agreed 39 projects for members of parliament or MPs and 11 for parish councils. These will focus on vector control and community cleanup activities. 27 communities in Portmore, St. Catherine, several others in Western Jamaica and the Kingston Metropolitan Region have been cleaned under the program.
Parish councils and members of parliament have been active in their communities and are leading the effort. Jamaicans are heeding the call to take personal responsibility for removing containers and clearing areas in which water settles and where mosquitoes can lay eggs and multiply.
The information minister was speaking at a Jamaica House press briefing last week. Cabinet has approved the appointment of four persons to the board of the National Housing Trust, NHT. The appointment brings the total number of current board members to 12, three more than the number legally required under the NHT Act for the board to function. The new appointees, along with the existing directors, will serve until the life of the current board expires on April 2, 2015. Several laws are being reviewed as the government steps up initiatives to protect women and girls and eliminate acts of violence against this group. A Joint Select Committee of Parliament is reviewing the sexual offences, offences against the person, domestic violence and child care and protection acts.
The committee will focus on offences as well as the punishment of crimes such as the murder of pregnant women, the assault of women, children and the elderly, as well as sexual crimes. Violence against women is unacceptable and illegal. And this government is not only committed, but will continue to put measures in place to provide greater security and protection for women.
Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner. Senator Faulkner was delivering a speech on behalf of Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller at a church service to commemorate International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, observed November 25. And the Coffee Industry Board, CIB, has established a task force to protect the image and reputation of Jamaica's Blue Mountain coffee brand. Chairman of the CIB, Delano Franklin, says the Brand Infringement and Enforcement Task Force was formed in light of ongoing activities which are compromising the quality of the Jamaica Blue Mountain coffee brand. The task force comprises members from the CIB, Jamaica Constabulary Force, Jamaica Customs, Bureau of Standards Jamaica, and the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office.
The task force will ensure that when breaches are detected and investigations completed, the necessary sanctions will be imposed. This could be in the form of the confiscation of goods, the imposition of a penalty or fine, or a term of imprisonment.
The chairman of the CIB says in coming days, the task force will be visiting gift shops, supermarkets, craft markets and other outlets to ensure that only authentic Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee is sold to consumers. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.